What do you think Aurora has done for our community?
During my tenure as president, we did a partnership with the Hines History Center, and we worked on the Underground Railroad project, and that allowed us to travel to several different libraries in western Pennsylvania and discuss books that were being read as part of the project. We also had the pleasure of reading The Black West by William Loren Katz about African-American cowboys. And for our holiday celebration that year, we had Lee Willis, who is a Pittsburgh-born African-American rodeo rider, come and speak with us. So it's very interesting seeing literature being brought to life. It's just really important that we maintain the importance of reading and develop that in our children so that they continue to see the world and go places they might never have the opportunity to through the window of reading.
African American history is something that I'm really very interested in. I strongly believed that reading for the children in our schools, we should know more African American history. As it goes, if you don't know where you've been, you're not going to know where you're going. And most of the time, you're standing still. And so I like to encourage people, and myself also, to study and to look at African American history.
I talked before about the partnerships, and those are the things that are really important to me. And I can't remember if I mentioned cultural trust. The story Stephanie told earlier is true. So connecting with some of the assets in the community that are important, and I think feel like it's important for us to have a presence. And so being able to forge some of those relationships and help them grow is what makes me proud.
I still consider myself one of the newbies, although I must say, and you've taken that away from me, but there have been just a number of activities that I've been exposed to that I found very rewarding. I guess in addition to, of course, the arts and lectures, things that I've done with other members, it's just been very satisfying to go to one of our local schools and help with the Everybody Wins program, working with second, third graders around reading. And that's something that, as Margaret mentioned, we've continued doing now. We're in our fourth year.
Yes.
Well, I really think that it's helped contribute to the mosaic of the region. And the women that have been members of Aurora have made some significant contributions to the community. Lavera Brown, who was a very active member and who passed recently, was a very, very strong advocate through her work through the YWCA. Our current president, Martha Conley, was the first African-American woman to graduate from the University of Pittsburgh Law School. These women have made significant contributions to the region and look forward to continuing that in the future by bringing younger women in who also share the love of reading and lifting others as we climb.